Hi, this is Kevin Baldwin.
And this is Eric Vernon.
And we are Baldwin and Vernon. And today we're going to talk about criminal law. In fact, one of the very particular things that come up in criminal law is something called the preliminary hearing. Eric, what is that?
Well, and I have a long explanation that I hope you help me with. It's a very important right that lots of times our clients, I think, feel like it's not that important. And there's a lot of reasons for that. But basically, a preliminary hearing, you have a right under the Constitution of the United States to make the state or the government prove to somebody that they have probable cause to go to trial. So even though they filed a charge is just a lawsuit. They filed a charge, but in order to get in front of a jury, they have to prove that they have probable cause.
And I was going to say, in those situations, as a former prosecutor, there's two mechanisms that we used to use. Number one would be just what's called a criminal information, where I would file the charge on behalf of the state with allegations, and then we'd pursue it that way through Associate Circuit Court. And the second way would be is if I took it to a grand jury. If I took it to a grand jury, that's different. Then you don't end up in the Associate Circuit Court to begin with. And each one has its own things with it that you have to be concerned about. But what we're talking about today is when Eric deals with cases where the charges have been brought by a prosecutor.
Well, but the two are important to talk about together because the two ways you can get to circuit court, as you mentioned, one is in start in Associate Circuit Court and then have a preliminary hearing. And if the Associate Circuit judge finds probable cause, then he binds it over to trial. Or go, like you said, to the grand jury. As a prosecutor, Kevin, what is a more comfortable venue, standing in front of a grand jury or a petite jury?
I like standing in front of a grand jury, actually, because a grand jury is, there's an old saying that a grand jury will even indict a ham sandwich. And that's
true. We've never seen it happen, but it's a common phrase. So you would prefer to have a preliminary hearing. Now, but we've been talking about the grand jury, and the reason we talk about that and the two things have to be discussed together is because in Missouri, in the larger counties, in Clay County, in Jackson County, every now and then in Platte County, they have grand juries. In fact, in Jackson County and Clay County, they have standing grand juries. And so if we were to ask as criminal defense lawyers, if we were going to set a preliminary hearing, oftentimes the prosecutors go, it'll be much easier for me to go just to the grand jury and have the grand jury find probable cause.
And in those situations, the reason is because at a grand jury, the defense counsel does not have the opportunity to question the witnesses. The evidence is just put forth by the prosecution. But in a preliminary hearing, a lot of times, the defense counsel does get the opportunity to cross-examine. Now, when I was a prosecutor, you know, I would only send something to a grand jury if I thought that the defense was being unreasonable. However, in this situation, I will tell you this, Eric is one of the best at this. Eric has always made it known to the prosecutors that if he is asking for a grand jury, or excuse me, if he's asking for a preliminary hearing, he's doing so because there's a fault in your case. There's some flaw in your case that may make this not a charge that is even acceptable to go before a jury or to even continue under the law. And so oftentimes when you have an attorney like that, like Eric, who's very well versed in this and very experienced and had many trials and done many hearings, usually, if a guy like that is asking a prosecutor for a preliminary hearing, when I was a former prosecutor, if a guy like him would say, I want a preliminary hearing, I'd be going, oh my God, what is wrong with my case? What's going on here? And I would have to look at it. And sometimes, do you ever go talk to prosecutors with that thought?
All the time. Well, not all the time. When I have the appropriate case. But that's kind of the point that I wanted to talk to folks about is, you know, if I or some other lawyer says to you, we need to waive the preliminary hearing, first of all, it's only in Missouri. Like Kansas does not have two things. Kansas doesn't have grand juries and they don't have the right to depose witnesses. And so therefore you have your preliminary hearing in Kansas because that's your opportunity to cross-examine witnesses before trial. In Missouri, we have the right to depose witnesses. As criminal defendants, we can call the witnesses in to the prosecutor's office or our office and have them sit down, swear an oath with a court reporter and ask them anything we want to ask them, pretty much. And so we don't necessarily need the preliminary hearing. The other thing is the prosecutors really don't want to have preliminary hearings because they don't want to go to the trouble of bringing all these witnesses in all the time. And so that's why they usually go to the grand jury. And so, yes, in the appropriate case, I try to talk them into a preliminary hearing, you know, if I think the witness is not going to show, or if I think the witness is going to show up and be an obvious liar, because that's when they get to see, you know, maybe I should let the judge kill this case before I have to stand in front of a jury and be embarrassed by it.
And I've actually experienced that as a prosecutor. I had an older attorney, really want to have the preliminary hearing, who said, I think you'll be surprised by what you see. I took him at his word, and we did. When witnesses came in, I saw the case actually fall apart in front of my very eyes. I was super surprised. But by the same token, if Eric would have a client who'd say, no, I won't agree to anything, I absolutely want you to say we want a preliminary hearing, does that mean they'll get it, Eric?
No.
In fact, if they don't get it and they don't do it by agreement and the prosecutor has to take it to the grand jury, could that affect their bond?
Well, depending on what county you're in, yeah. I mean, Jackson County, they continue it over, and it's just a standard thing. You could waive your preliminary hearing in Jackson County and they'd still indict you. But in Clay County, they consider it a new case. So if you say, I want a preliminary hearing, and you demand it, and the prosecutor goes to the grand jury instead, then the next thing you know, you're getting arrested all over again on a brand new case, and you have to talk about bond all over again with a new judge.
And you're processed out. And the worst part is, if you've got a bondsman on the first one, the bondsman may not go ahead and continue the bond at that time because it's not the same case. He may say, oh, I bonded you on this case, this is a new case. So it could end up costing you more.
Right. So that's why your preliminary hearing is a very important right, and it's one you need to talk about and understand with your lawyer. And, you know, I want everybody to know, understand, we're not just, if I suggest that we waive the preliminary hearing, we're not giving up anything huge, and there's a reason for it, and I'll explain to you if you come and sit with me, or some other attorney will explain to you about how, you know, at least we still get to depose the witnesses, and he would have indicted you anyway, and we want to avoid the indictment.
And every case is fact specific, and so you have different cases in different jurisdictions dealing with different prosecutors. So in those situations, what you want to do is make sure and hire an experienced lawyer. Hire somebody who's actually tried cases and ask them that question. Say, okay, you do criminal defense. Have you ever tried one? And the question should never be, do you win all of them? Because nobody wins all of them, either the prosecution or defense. Nobody wins everything. And an attorney who is a good lawyer who tries cases will try cases and lose cases as well. It happens. But in these situations, you want somebody who's very experienced and who will look at the prosecution, and the prosecution will look back at him and say, this guy knows what he's talking about, this guy knows what he's doing, so I'm going to listen to him. I'm going to take that into consideration when I'm dealing with this case.
So make sure you listen to your lawyer and ask all the questions you have. And if it's me, I promise that we will have this discussion and we'll explain it to you thoroughly.
This has been Kevin Baldwin
and Eric Vernon.
Baldwin and Vernon.